Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. Read Numbers 3, Song of Songs 1, and Psalm 116 if you're following the Old Testament reading schedule. This devotional is about Psalm 116. I love the Lord, for he has heard my voice, my appeal for mercy. Because he has inclined his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The ropes of death entangled me. The anguish of Sheol overcame me. I was confronted by trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, deliver my soul. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord preserves the simple-hearted. I was helpless, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm I said, all men are liars. How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Truly, O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maid servant. You have broken my bonds. I will offer to you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. This is God's word. The unknown author of this song proclaimed his love for the Lord in verse 1, then detailed why he loved the Lord. His reasons for loving the Lord were personal. God had saved him from death, as we saw in verse 3 and verse 8. But although his reasons for loving God were personal, they were not detached from God's revelation. In verse 5, the psalmist tied the answer to the prayer he received, his salvation from death, to what had been taught about God from his word. Verse 5's statement, "The Lord is gracious and righteous, our God is full of compassion," is a paraphrase of God's revelation of himself in Exodus 34:6, which says in the NIV, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness." The songwriter then learned from experience what he had been taught in principle from God's word. He realized that God's answer to prayer in his life was one of many examples throughout human history of God being who he is and doing what he does. What was God's purpose in saving this man, this psalm writer, from death? Verse 9 says this, "That I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living." In other words, God's purpose was to show the power of God in this man's changed life. From the time that God saved him from death until his actual death, as verse 15 talks about, the psalmist believed that he should walk before the Lord, a phrase that describes living an obedient life to God. But this walking before the Lord was not payback for the salvation God had given him. In other words, the psalmist did not see living a godly life as something he must do to earn the favor God had shown him. We know that because he asked the question in verse 12, "What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me?" The answer was not obedience, it was worship. Verse 13 described him offering a drink offering of thanksgiving to the Lord. It says, "I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord." So walking before the Lord was not an attempt to try to deserve or earn his salvation. It was a description of how God's salvation had changed him. His wording in verse 9 makes this clear. He says, "That I may walk." That describes God's power in his life. It restates what he had said in the phrase just before in verse 8 when he says, "For you have delivered my feet from stumbling." In other words, God not only saved him from death, because he trusted the Lord, God also changed him within, giving him desire and the power to walk with God and live for God. God may not have saved you or me from physical death in some near-death situation, but in Christ, he has saved us from the wages of sin, which is death. That is, he saved us from an eternity accursed and apart from God. And just as God has done throughout human history, when we look to God by faith for salvation, he both delivers us from death and empowers us to live. This is something to thank God for, as we saw in verse 17. If you're like me, you may not thank God for your salvation very often, but we should. Without God's gracious and compassionate nature demonstrated for us in Christ, we would be estranged from God and daily stumbling, as verse 8 describes it. In Christ, however, we have received the benefit of God's salvation, both the deliverance from death and the capacity to live for our Lord. If you found this devotional helpful, please subscribe to receive it every day by going to dailypbj.com/subscribe. Please also consider joining my community that I'm building to try to help people grow every day in their Christian life. You can do that by making a monthly donation, a repeating monthly donation, and you can go to dailypbj.com/support. And maybe you would share this with someone who might be encouraged by it. But I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.